local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're doing it live. One last hour here before we send you on your way into this hopefully somewhat lovely Christmas weekend. This is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Though I haven't said it at any point previously tonight, I would like to stress that we are local. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. I think I said that right. Anyway, yeah, I'm still new to this whole taking the lead thing. Forgive me for that. 6:12 here, we will dive right into our top three stories, starting with President Joe Biden signing an executive order today allowing the U.S. to impose another level of sanction enforcement on Russia that will go after financial institutions that have indirectly allowed Russia to keep building its war arsenal. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that the new sanctions, quote, will make clear to foreign financial institutions that facilitating significant transactions relating to Russia's military-industrial base will expose them to sanctions risk. Noting that the multiple rounds of sanctions imposed by the U.S. and its allies to date have significantly degraded Russia's ability to replace the equipment, materials, and technology that it needs to fuel its aggression.
Well, pro-Palestinian content is being systematically censored on Instagram and Facebook. That's according to a new report from the Human Rights Watch, which found that Meta's policies have been silencing voices, and it's in their quotes, in support of the Palestinians in a wave of heightened censorship. The advocacy group documented over 1,500 examples of takedowns and suppression of content posted by Palestinians and their supporters.
And the Supreme Court declined to take up a case about whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while he was president. The High Court today turned down a request from federal special counsel Jack Smith to expedite the case involving Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Supreme Court order today means that there is a growing chance Trump's federal trial will not end before the 2024 election. Smith wanted the trial to start in March, but now the question of immunity is getting booted back to the lower courts. This is the first trial where Trump could face jail time if convicted.
And the drama continues. Mm-hmm. In local headlines, a coalition of small water utilities in Santa Rosa County say they are against new legislation filed by State Senator Doug Broxson, which would create a utility authority on the north end of the county.
If you live in South Santa Rosa County, south of the Yellow River, or if you live in North Okaloosa County, you may not be immune from future legislation. Let me tell you, folks, a runaway train is hard to stop.
That's spokesman Robert Smith from the North Santa Rosa County Utility Coalition, which is a group made up of about nine utilities that are against the idea. They believe it could force utilities to raise their rates or fire employees, which is an idea disputed by Senator Broxson.
There's nothing in this bill that will force any of these utilities out of business or force them to fire any of their employees.
Broxson says the legislation could include money for a utility study on the north side of the county showing where utilities are now and what they could look like in 20 years.
That is our top local story, but now it is 6:15, so before we get into the others, we will get our first traffic and weather update of this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Discover. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account with cashback. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. That's Discover Bank member FDIC. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, I am so pleased to say that there is not much to report on. There really hasn't been much to report on so far tonight entirely, so that is That is, I guess, an early Christmas miracle there. You may be dealing with some slight congestion here and there closer to the downtown areas, maybe at a particularly busy intersection. And we do have some on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. But other than that, you are not dealing with too much, so hopefully you should not be held up too long. As the weather goes in Pensacola, it is 60 degrees here. Never mind, it just refreshed. 58, so we're in the 50s. That's something. As we get into tonight, it's going to be a low of 51. Tomorrow, the high is going to be 68 and a low of 57, so it's going to be warmer there. As we get into Sunday and Monday, that's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be even warmer and it's going to be rainier. Christmas Eve, the low is going to be 62 degrees with a 100% chance of showers.
Ooh.
And yeah, and then on Christmas Day, those showers are going to linger around and it's going to be a high of 70. So that's not too good there, Steve.
Well, the weather outside's delightful.
Yeah, no,
but
it
Christmas
ain't.
Christmas Eve, it's going to be frightful.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it looks like, let's we get back into the news. The largest employer currently in the Santa Rosa Industrial Park is eyeing a big expansion. Gulf Cables purchased another 30 acres in that park and says they're looking to roughly double their roof space with the number of employees that they have. Basically, going to add a whole lot more employees, which adds hundreds of new jobs, basically within the next few years.
And Escambia County Supervisor of Elections David Stafford has been on the job for 19 years, but he will be stepping down in just a few short weeks. Stafford submitted his resignation after accepting a position with the Department of Homeland Security as an election security supervisor with the new Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Yes, you heard that right.
Right.
I said security like six times.
Yeah.
His final day as the supervisor of elections will be January 15th.
Well, two 14-year-olds are facing numerous felony charges in Okaloosa County for a swatting call made back in November. Landon Whittington lives in Baker and was an online student at the school where the threat was made.
The only thing I could think is this one, for whatever reason, wanted it done at his school to disrupt his school's function, you know, because that's what it's going to do. And, you know, sit back and, you know, laugh about it online. I mean, they're smart, but they're very dumb in some of the things that they do because, you know, we were able to, nail them from across the country.
Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden says Whittington was part of an online gaming and swatting group and asked somebody to call the threat in at the school, which resulted in another teenager, Cameron Gully of Mansfield, Texas, calling in the threat at the Baker School. Hundreds of deputies and police officers responded, and Aiden says investigators have now tied the two teens to several swatting incidents around the country, and he also expects more cases to be uncovered as a result of the investigation.
Well, and see, the thing is, there's kids being kids,
yeah,
and then there's kids being stupid,
mm-hmm,
right? All kids are kids, clearly, but not all kids are that stupid. I was never doing stuff like that as a kid. My parents would have smacked me so good I wouldn't have been able to walk for a week.
And, of course, I was perfect.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. Exactly. Yeah. So, see, like, we got...
Don't ask my brother and my sister, but, you know.
Yeah, we got Angelic Steve, don't ask questions, and you got me, who I don't know, I had better sense than that. 6:19 here, we will get in our first break. When we return, some state headlines followed by some national headlines, and then at 6:30 we will take you into the Fox News break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger. The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Lewis Bear from the Lewis Bear Company, wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you Happy Holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was plain man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 624 here. We will start getting into our state headlines here, starting with: a ruling is expected soon in a legal battle over youth transgender health care in Florida. A trial challenging the state's ban on gender dysphoria treatments for children under the age of 18 ended yesterday. The law prohibits doctors from approving the use of puberty blockers and hormone therapy for minors, while making it more difficult for adults to receive similar procedures. Over the summer, U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle issued a preliminary injunction against a portion of the legislation for those who filed the lawsuit. Hinkle says he will try to deliver an opinion on the case as quickly as possible.
Well, it seems a judge is considering the mental competency of a Guatemalan migrant accused in the death of a St. Johns County deputy, 18-year-old Virgilio Aguilar Mendez.
There you go.
Yeah, sort of close, maybe. Was in court earlier today to discuss whether he's mentally capable to stand trial for manslaughter. Authorities say the suspect was involved in a confrontation with Sergeant Michael Kunovich after police were called into a report of somebody trespassing near the St. Augustine outlets in May. During the struggle, though, Kunovich collapsed and later died at the hospital. Aguilar Mendez will remain in jail while the judge reviews the findings presented by both sides earlier today.
6:25 here. We will get a couple of other state headlines in right after this traffic and weather update. Luckily, it shouldn't take too long to report on. We haven't been dealing with much in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and that appears to still be the case. So if you are dealing with some issues, whether it be even on some of the busier roads on West 9 Mile Road, North Davis Highway, maybe Caroline Street in Santa Rosa County, towards Pace and Milton there, if you're dealing with some issues in those areas, hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. And the weather, I got to tell you, it's just bumming me out the more and more I touch on it. It's 58 degrees in Pensacola right now. That's fine. But as we get into Saturday, it's going to be a high of 68, low of 57.
Nice day.
Yeah, that's a nice one. But then on flipping Christmas Eve, dude. High of, what's that, 67, low of 62. And as we get in later on Christmas Eve night, it's a 100% chance of rain. And then Christmas Day, those showers are going to bleed in there, and it's going to be a high of 70. Come on, that's not winter.
Well, it's better than snow.
Whatever you say.
Well, South Florida police are investigating after a woman's body was found floating in a waterway near the Miami Seaquarium. Miami-Dade authorities say the victim was discovered in a shallow water area, basically along Biscayne Bay, earlier this morning, and no other details, including the cause of her death, have been released at this time.
And a young suspect is in custody nearly a year after two teenagers were found dead in Brevard County. 18-year-old Jamarcus Simpson was arrested and charged with first-degree premeditated murder in connection to the incident in Palm Bay last Christmas. Authorities say the bodies of 14-year-old Jeremiah Brown and 16-year-old Trayvon Anthony were discovered in an area known as the Compound. It appears the victims were executed and left in an open field. Police believe that there are more suspects, and over the last year, several bodies have been found in that undeveloped area, including two additional homicide victims.
Ooh, this next story is kind of a glass half full, glass half empty. Depends on how you view it. Gas prices, which have been low recently, are going up a little bit around Florida as millions of residents are hitting the road this holiday season. AAA says the state average is currently about $3.11 a gallon, which is 5 cents higher than yesterday. The Auto Club is expecting prices to go back and forth during the busy travel period, all the way through New Year's. About 6 million residents in the state are planning to drive to their holiday destination this year, and hopefully they're not all on the same road at the same time.
Absolutely. 627 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just got done with state headlines. We'll take you into some national stuff now real quick. Nearly a dozen nonviolent drug offenders are having their sentences commuted by President Biden. He said that that 11 people are serving disproportionately long sentences and all would have been eligible for lower sentences if they were charged today. Biden will also issue pardons for additional offenses of simple possession and use of marijuana under federal and D.C. law.
Southern California Congressman Adam Schiff holds a significant lead right now in the race to fill the U.S. Senate seat left vacant by the late Dianne Feinstein. According to a new Politico Morning Consult poll, the 12-term Democrat from Burbank has support from 28% of the people who say they will vote in the March 5th primary. Republican and former Los Angeles Dodgers great Steve Garvey, he was a great player, is the next closest contender, though, with 19%. Democrats Katie Porter and Barbara Lee have 14% of likely voter support, respectively.
And Republican presidential candidate and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie outlined his national drug crisis plan earlier this week, sharing his roadmap that focuses on ending the stigma and turning attention to treatment. Christie, who served on White House Commission on Opioid Misuse in 2017, complimented former President Donald Trump for enacting his recommendations while on the commission, but insisted that much more needs to be done as the issue has not yet subsided.
Well, Rudy Giuliani, he filed for bankruptcy yesterday, acknowledging severe financial strain, which is exacerbated by his pursuit of former President Donald Trump's lies about the 2020 election and a jury's verdict last week requiring him to pay $148 million to two former Georgia election workers he defamed. The former New York City mayor listed about $153 million in existing or potential debts, including about $1 million in state and federal tax liabilities, money he owes the lawyers, and many millions of dollars in potential judgments and lawsuits against him. He estimates that he has assets worth about $1 million. Well, maybe between $1 million to $10 million, but still not enough money, which is why he's declaring bankruptcy.
You're right. Nowhere near that that money he's got to climb his climb himself out of.
And he has to pay immediately, the judge says.
Oh, geez, yeah, he's done. But more than 140 million people are expected to Christmas shop tomorrow on Super Saturday. The National Retail Federation is expecting 142 million people to get last-minute gifts the Saturday before Christmas. 37% of Super Saturday shoppers are planning to close out their online carts and hit the stores to ensure their goodies are under the tree in time. Meanwhile, Metro North Railroad is rolling out its shopper special trains to and from New York City, which are longer to accommodate more shoppers. So, lesson be learned here. Shop on time. Don't put things off to the last minute. Fox News update coming up next. We will be back shortly. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. The most crowded day on America's roads pre-Christmas is expected to be tomorrow. Fox's Kelly Sabiri suggests you should get an early start.
103.6 million people will be hitting the roads to travel 50 miles or more this holiday travel season. We're told that if you don't leave before 10 a.m. Saturday, you might be stuck in some traffic, so you want to avoid that nightmare before Christmas.
The Supreme Court denies special counsel Jack Smith's request for an expedited review of former President Trump's immunity claims in his election interference case, Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
This will go through the court system the regular way. It'll go to a federal appeals court first. There will be oral arguments there. They will have to determine what the judgment of that court is, one way or the other. And then there would be probably an appeal by both sides, either side, depending on the verdict there, to the Supreme Court.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. This could be a busy weekend at movie theaters. A new animated comedy from Universal and Illuminations called Migration has gotten strong reviews and solid initial word of mouth, and is projected to tally about $20 to $25 million for the Friday through Monday holiday weekend. That will likely be good for third place, being among the new in theaters Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom, and in its second weekend, Wonka. Other new arrivals include the remake of The Color Purple, the wrestling film The Iron Claw, and the comedy Anyone But You. For all the procrastinators out there, Amazon is reminding its Prime members that in many cases, items ordered today will get to their destination either tomorrow or Christmas Eve. The e-commerce giant says popular last-minute gifts this year include air fryers, headphones, portable speakers, kitchen knife sets, and video doorbells. Wall Street wrapped up an eighth straight weekly advance with a quiet Friday session. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite edged up 7 and 29, respectively. That's Your Money Now.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute. Before the season, it felt like Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, and Aaron Donald had one foot in, one foot out when it came to their future in L.A., with retirement speculation all around. The Rams were headed to disaster at 3-6, but turned it around and have won five out of their last six games. With the emergence of Puka Nacua, having Cooper Kupp healthy, and the greatness McVay, Stafford, and Donald display, the Rams will be one tough out come playoff time. I'm Zach Gelb.
Can't sleep with this cold.
Honey.
Honey?
Honey, you need NyQuil Severe Honey.
NyQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste.
Feeling better, honey? Honey? I'll take that as a yes.
Try NyQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu symptom relief. NyQuil Severe with honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever. Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I'm Georgios. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started to thin. I took a pharmaceutical drug, but I suffered from sexual dysfunction. Having to choose between my hair and my health was not really a great choice. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand. Keep growing at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original, greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas from all of us here at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanksgiving, miss the birthday or two. Didn't make St. Valentine, but I was thinking you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We will get another check of the roads and weather. Not much to report on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. We were dealing with some issues on Pine Forest Road, but particularly if you were traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, but that is seemingly not giving us much trouble at the moment. On North Davis Highway here and there, you may be experiencing some congestion, particularly if you are traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. But outside of that, if you are dealing with issues, whether it be in Pensacola or it be on Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point, or if it be on Caroline Street in the Pace and Milton areas over in Santa Rosa County, you should not be held up too long. As for the weather, it is, let's see, it was 58. It may still be. Yes, it still is. I had to refresh it there. It's still 58 degrees in Pensacola, low of 51 as we get further into tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a high of 68 and a low of 57. Not really what you would want the day before Christmas Eve, though. But then, man, you just thought that sucked. When we get into Christmas Eve itself, it is going to be a lot of rain. It's going to be a high of 67 and a low of 62 as we get into the night. It's going to be a 100% chance of showers. Those showers are going to bleed into Christmas Day, where the high is going to be 70. So if you wanted a muggy Christmas, by golly, you got it.
Well, tomorrow should be a nice day, though. Lots of sunshine, maybe a few clouds.
Yeah, I guess enjoy that while you got it.
Yeah, well, for us sailors, it's going to be a good day to go out there and sail. And the boating forecast, winds from the east about 5 to 10 knots of waves, and maybe about a foot, so it'd be perfect to be sailing tomorrow like I will be. Speaking of sports, though, of course, looks like 9 o'clock tonight, you know, the NBA games are going on. We don't have the most memorable one tonight, though. Yeah, it's better than no game at all, though. It's the 5-22 Wizards. They've only won 5 games. They're taking on the 13-14 Warriors. They're about 50-50, and what is projected to be a convincing win for Golden State.
Yes, and since we're on the subject of NBA teams that are not meeting the standard, yeah. We talked about the Detroit Pistons last night, and we said, listen, this team sucks, but it's got a chance to beat the 10-win Jazz at home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't. The Jazz won 119-111. That gives the Pistons a 25-game loss streak, which is one short of the NBA single-season record and puts them at 2-26 on the season. At the end of the game, the crowd loudly chanted, "Sell the team," in a hurtful statement to Pistons owner Tom Gores. Their next game is against the Nets in Brooklyn tomorrow night at 6:30. If they could not beat the Jazz at home, they are not beating the Nets on the road, most likely.
Sounds like the Pistons need some new spark plugs.
Absolutely.
Well, looks like two Rhode Island men have been charged in connection with the death of a fan at a New England Patriots game back in September. You may remember this. Mm-hmm. Justin Mitchell and John Vieira, both are from Warwick, Rhode Island. Maryland. They've been charged with assault and battery and disorderly conduct after allegedly getting into a fight with another man who later died. That's according to the Norfolk County District Attorney. Dale Mooney from New Market, New Hampshire, also died following the September 17th incident in the 300-tier section of Gillette Stadium, which was going on during a Patriots-Dolphins game. After reviewing the autopsy of the video of the altercation, the district attorney decided the incident did not support charges related to the ruling of homicide. Yeah. But fights during a game?
It's just not worth it, especially if you have health issues that could make you all the more likely to suffer serious injury or, unfortunately, death. It's just a game, man.
Come on, mellow out, man. Watch the game.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Shortly before break, before the Fox News update, we were talking about a lot of people, Super Saturday, holiday shopping, things getting hectic right before Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, I can't lie, I am one of those people. So,
I'm going to be out there tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to sit around and just watch NFL games all Saturday and Sunday. So if I'm on the roads and I don't have a TV, what can I do to see some of the hottest action?
Well, here's a hint. You can catch all the games while you're away from your TV on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. Wow. You see, tomorrow it's an NFL doubleheader starting at 3 p.m. when the Bengals face the Steelers, followed by the Bills versus the Chargers. On Sunday, the Lions take on the Vikings at 11 a.m. Then the Patriots are going to tangle with the Broncos at 7 p.m. Christmas Day, it's a triple header from the NFL as the Raiders face the Chiefs, Giants tangle with the Eagles, and the Ravens rumble with the 49ers. And of course, that's all on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Yeah, Ravens and 49ers. That's going to be a good one to watch. Yeah, that could be a Super Bowl matchup. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And now, this one's a bit closer to home, and it should be. In college football, something that's been gaining traction very quickly. FSU has begun its pursuit of legal action against the ACC today. The Board of Trustees voted unanimously to file suit against the conference, and I do believe the conference has since filed a countersuit against the Board of Trustees at Florida State.
So, dueling lawyers.
It's getting really petty at this point. Mm-hmm. The numbers being tossed around for the exit fee discussion landed around $120 million, $130 million, and that's a lot more than Maryland, the last team to leave the ACC. They paid $31.3 million. So, obviously, that's kind of outrageous.
Yeah.
But, no, it gets worse.
It gets worse.
Yeah, the total cost of the exiting process is reportedly a whopping $572 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, per senior writer for The Athletic, Nicole Auerbach, FSU president Rick McAuliffe said about the situation, quote, "After exploring all options, we are left with only this option as a way to maximize our potential as an athletic department, and it's best for Florida State University." Auerbach added that if the exit fee and or the grant of rights are deemed illegal or unenforceable, the board also asked the court for FSU, quote, "to be deemed to have issued its formal notice of withdrawal from the ACC under insert legal section ACC Constitution mumbo jumbo here." Bottom line is Florida State has said, hey, man, if I don't have to pay that pretty of a penny, I'm out of here. And, you know, a lot of people want to say that Florida State's playing a victim and that they're stuck in the past. Actually, no, it's the quite opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They are not stuck in the past. They're not whining about this Orange Bowl situation and playoff snub anymore. They're just saying, hey, that stinks. We don't want that to happen again. How can we avoid it? Go to the Big Ten and SEC. And I got to tell you, Steve, I can't tell you they're wrong on that.
I think so. I agree with you on that. Just basically saying bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, I'm right. I'm right often, but Steve, you have reminded me that I'm not always right.
Not always right. Last night, you were talking about the Boca Raton Bowl between Syracuse and South Florida, and you kept talking about it being a great game.
It should be. It's,
yeah, but the Bulls would go on to shut out the Orange 45-0.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah, well, it makes USF a winning team. I guess that makes for a good state headline, though.
It does. I guess Floridians can be happy about that. I know some people who went to USF. I got to tell you, though, brother, that's making the ACC look bad. That's the problem with the ACC. That's one of the reasons that Florida State wants out. It's criticized for being too weak, and Syracuse is a big reason for that. Clearly, they finished the season with a losing record and got crushed by a Group of Five team, 45-0, who had the same record as them. So that's inexcusable.
Well, speaking of losing records, hopefully we don't see a similar outcome tonight. See, Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets are taking on the Central Florida Knights in the Gasparilla Bowl. And although it's yet another bowl game between six and six teams, you know, with one being in the ACC and the other being Floridian. UCF is currently favored by 5 points, although recent events have proven that point spreads only mean so much.
Yes.
You see, the game is kicking off. Well, actually, it's already going.
It kicked off at 5:30. I just looked up the score.
And
my goodness, Steve, it's happening again.
What's happening?
In the second quarter, UCF is up 17-3. It is a 6-6.
Yeah.
Team, they are Power 5, but this is their first year in the Power 5, and they're shutting down an ACC team. This is why Florida State is saying, I gotta run.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's why they are booking it out of the ACC. My goodness.
Wow.
So, yes, I said on the script we will provide a score update, and I'm very upset to update you all. That is the score update.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah. 4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This has been some good news for me tonight, at least. I guess I can smile about that. There hasn't been much to report on here. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards the intersection with North Davis Highway, that could still cause you some hiccups. Other than that, we are not seeing much to report on. Maybe some congestion downtown here and there in Pensacola. But when you get out of Escambia or in Pensacola and the surrounding areas there, you go over to Tiger Point and Gulf Breeze, that area being connected by Gulf Breeze Parkway. We're not dealing with any congestion there. And on Caroline Street, we're not dealing with much either. That's in the Pace and Milton area. So hopefully if you're dealing with some congestion, it won't hold you up too long. As for the weather, high 50s here in Pensacola, 58 degrees. Low is going to be 51 tonight. Getting into the weekend, Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful day. Maybe not what you would want in a Floridian winter, but it's going to be clear skies, high of 68, low of 57. It's when Christmas Eve and Christmas Day roll around that we start to frown. On Sunday, Christmas Eve, it's going to be a high of 67, low of 62. So we're going to be boiling in the 60s there, or dwelling, I should say.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a chance of showers as we get into Christmas Eve night, a 100% chance. And then that's going to bleed into Christmas Day, where the high is going to be 70. So if you wanted some chilly, crisp weather, you're going to get the exact opposite, brother.
It's going to be warm and rainy.
That's how Florida does it.
Yes, it does. Actually, if you're one of the three people who are not going shopping tomorrow, there are several bowl games on, biggest hitters being the triple header on ABC, starting with the 11-2 semi-local Troy Trojans taking on the Duke Blue Devils in the Birmingham Bowl at 11 a.m. Then it's the Armed Forces Bowl between 11-1, James Madison, and 8-4 Air Force at 2:30, followed by Utah Northwestern and the Las Vegas Bowl at 6:30. Basically, that's the only Power 5 versus Power 5 matchup of the entire weekend. And as another somewhat local bonus, the South Alabama Jaguars are taking on Eastern Michigan in the Ventures Bowl at 6 on ESPN.
Now, I will give, before we go to our final break here, I will give some other good news about Troy. If you are taking on the Duke Blue Devils, if you're nervous about them being insurmountable, they are 7-5. That's one game better than Syracuse. That's one game better than Georgia Tech. Duke plays in the ACC. Historically, they are a worse football program than both Georgia Tech and Syracuse, and they are going to be missing both their star head coach, Mike Elko, who's going to take the where's he going again? Is he going to Texas A&M? I can't remember. They're losing Mike Elko, and they are losing dual threat QB Riley Leonard, who is going to Notre Dame. So expect Troy to pull off a quote-unquote upset there, if at this rate you can even call beating an ACC team an upset. Just before 6:50 here, 6:49 to be exact, we will take one last break before we send you all on your way. When we come back, we will do some wacky weird stories and some good news to wrap up this Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying. And Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor. And also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! News Radio 92.3.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:53 here. We'll get into our wacky and weird stories before we get our final traffic and weather update of not just tonight, but of this week. I will say, though, that was premeditated, that Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, that is like the king, queen, whatever, of Christmas songs. And we had to play that one as our last one before Christmas Day. I mean, come on now. Steve, why don't you get us started with some wacky weird stories, buddy?
Well, looks like a family who adopted an abandoned 3-year-old yellow lab recently now have their hands full. You see, the dog's name is Sadie and was living outside the Vancouver area and having to forage in trash for food, basically abandoned. The family says when they got the dog, she settled in with the new owners and everybody's happy, but surprise, she gave birth to 11 puppies.
Yeah, that's quite the surprise.
Yes, bonus dogs. All the puppies look different, which I can't explain, and but they've gotten their vaccines. And a representative from the Humane Society says a lot of pregnant animals have been showing up at shelters recently, which is a hangover from the pandemic, because back then it was difficult to spay and neuter your pets.
Yes, absolutely.
And unfortunately, some people abandon their pets, and there you go.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. While the puppies are being given by the dogs this Christmas season. Gators are apparently doing some Christmas shopping as well.
But yeah?
Yeah, but before we get into that, I got to keep the audience on their toes. Before we get into that, 6:55 here, we will give one last check of the roads and weather. And it was going so well.
Yeah.
There is an accident report on West 9 Mile Road right underneath I-10 westbound there.
Oh, boy.
And it is causing some congestion in that area. So if you are traveling westbound just under I-10 and you are traveling towards Pine Fort. Oh, I think I said westbound. I meant eastbound. My bad. If you're traveling eastbound on West 9 Mile Road, just under I-10 westbound and traveling toward Pine Forest Road, we do have some congestion building up there. Hopefully nothing too severe. But other than that, there is not much to report on. So if you're dealing with some congestion, you shouldn't be held up too long. Not only that, but in Pensacola, it's 58 degrees right now. Low is going to be 51 as we get deeper into the night. Tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful day, but maybe not the winter wonderland Floridians were hoping for. High of 68, low of 57. But then after that, Christmas Eve Sunday and Christmas Day Monday, we've got even warmer temperatures. High of 67, low of 62 on Christmas Eve, bleeding into that night. It's going to be a 100% chance of showers.
Then,
yeah, that's going to linger around as we get into Christmas Day, and it's going to be a high of 70 degrees. So it's going to be a muggy Christmas. I hate to break it to you all.
Santa better wear some foul weather gear. Have an umbrella, because it's going to be raining on Christmas Eve like crazy.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm still curious about the alligator going shopping to the mall you mentioned.
Yes. Alligators are going shopping this Christmas season, or at least one was.
Yeah.
At the mall in Lee County, deputies say a 12-foot, 600-pound gator was found yesterday at Coconut Point Mall in Estero. A sergeant, two deputies, and members of the FWC worked to haul it away. No one was hurt, but in a Facebook post, a sheriff's office wrote that there truly is never a dull moment while on patrol.
Looking for alligator shoes, I guess.
Absolutely.
Well, it looks like a story making the rounds on mainstream news involves Cassie, who needed flowers for her wedding back in October.
Don't we all?
She knew just the person for the job. Her 94-year-old grandfather.
Oh.
Not because he has a keen eye for floral arrangements. He grew them himself in his own front yard. And to add to the wholesomeness, he even walked her down the aisle. When speaking on taking part in the honors, he said he was so proud he grew 2 inches taller.
Well, how about that? And I'm sure, speaking of proud family members, I'm sure LaShonda Neesmith Jackson is very proud as well.
Yeah.
She had a video go viral on Facebook, and for the best possible reason, every parent wants to be able to say this. It was of her 17-year-old son, Dre Sean, reacting to the news that he had been accepted into Harvard. While he met the news with a gleeful and trembling reaction, LaShonda always knew that this was something that her son could achieve if he simply put his mind to it, saying that his ambition and hard work have been evident since he was very little. I'd say that's quite a lovely Christmas present for Dre Sean and his family, even if it did come just a tad early.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, we didn't talk about this earlier because I thought we were going
to
be...
I wanted to mention this, being our last gathering together before Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, that New York City townhouse from Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yes.
If you are looking for a house, it's on sale right now.
Ah.
You see, the Upper West Side home where Kevin McAllister outsmarted the Sticky Bandits at his uncle's house is now on sale for $6.7 million on Zillow.
I see.
The home has gotten quite the upgrade, though, since it was featured in the movie. It has a wine cellar, a built-in snack bar, and a private garden. And it looks like McAllister's uncle finally finished all those renovations on his home.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I'm not quite in the market for that, but I'm glad you did mention that, because that's exactly what I was going to get to.
Yeah.
Home Alone 2. And the thing is, Joe loves the movie. The critics didn't. Gave it a 35%. But it's not bad. But I like Elf and I like A Christmas Story. And Steve, I know you do as well.
Oh, yeah. Good movie.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes, critics and audiences alike, blew It's a Wonderful Life and Home Alone 2 out of the water in exchange for those two favorite movies of mine, Elf and A Christmas Story.
Yes.
So, Joe, that's my present to you. It is my superiority when it comes to Christmas movie knowledge. 6:59, that does it for us this week on Pensacola Right Now. Steve, I know you are a man of Jewish faith. I know I'm late to the party, but I want to say Happy Hanukkah to you.
And I want to say Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Yes, Merry Christmas, everybody. We will see you next week on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Bye-bye, everybody, and Merry Christmas.